This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
In this episode, we're sharing a very simple and practical way to plan your marketing for the next 90 days. We call it the one-page marketing plan or the 90-day planner. And you will discover exactly what elements you need to use to map out the next quarter. And it only takes probably no more than 1 or 2 hours. So it's a very effective way to get direction and to have more clarity when it comes to growing your business. Hi, and welcome back to the show. This is episode 2 of season 7. And today, the one thing that I will be talking about and sharing with you is how to put together a one-page marketing plan. So how to make your planning a lot more succinct, a lot more strategic, and how to have an overview. So rather than having a scattered approach to marketing, I want to share with you how to have more focus and how you can do this very easily with a one-pager. And there is also on our website, if you go to basicbananas.com and you just have a look under Basic Bananas Radio, you will see that under episode 2, you can actually download the one pager that I'm going to share with you right now on this show. And maybe a little other announcement. If you live in any of the cities where we are with our Blast Off workshops, which at the moment are being run in across Australia, all major cities in Australia, in Canada, in 4 cities in Canada, and also the US coming, then we would love to have you there. And you can find out about these workshops. These are half-day workshops called Blast Off, and you can find where we are and the dates to come on the website. So if you just go to basicbananas.com and if you scroll down on the homepage, there's a button called Blast Off Marketing Workshop, and you can find all the dates, the locations and everything there. So I'm super excited. I'm about to head to Melbourne to run one of the sessions, and then we have all the other cities coming up too, which is super exciting. Now let's get straight back into the one-page marketing plan. The reason why this is so important is because, you know, sometimes you hear people talk about how they spend weeks and weeks and weeks to put together this crazy, massive, huge business plan or marketing plan that they hardly ever look at ever again. And, you know, I believe that having a big sort of 20, 40, 50 page marketing plan for your business, it's not a bad thing, but it's probably not the most important thing that you need to put together unless you are looking for funding or you want to impress someone. So instead of doing that, though, instead of spending all these weeks putting something together that will be outdated very quickly, since the market moves so quickly and technology moves so fast, there are so many new innovations and strategies available to us so quickly, it's much smarter to look at your marketing plan every 90 days. So what we do at Basic Bananas, at Ocean Lovers, at The Business Hood, which is our branding agency, and by the way, you will hear a lot more about the branding agency and branding in March. We are talking about branding. I just had a quick look at our schedule here, which is one of my favorite things to talk about. So for all of the businesses that we run, we use this one-page marketing plan, and we sit down every 90 days to work on it. So every 90 days, we take this one pager that you can download on our website and we fill it in. And often we actually just have it as a printed out version. So you can either do this, of course, as a soft copy if you prefer. I feel like sometimes having a physical version and handwriting into it is a pretty sort of therapeutic exercise. And then you can put them into your folder, into your planning folder, and you can look back over the quarters. And when you celebrate the last quarter, pulling these ones up, it's pretty cool to just tick off what you've done and compare. So first, before we choose the strategies, the marketing strategies, we need to look at 3 things first. And these first 3 things, and I will share with you now, are part of your positioning. They are part of how you position your business in the market to be more attractive. If you don't do those first 3 parts, you probably will get less out of your marketing efforts. If you do those 3 parts first, your marketing strategies will be a lot more effective. And also you will actually know which strategies to choose. Now, in episode number 9, which is coming up in a few weeks, Crystal and I also talk a little bit more about positioning and creating the right perception. So get excited about that episode. It's one of my favorite topics. And we have a book on that too, because that's how important it is. So the first three parts. First part, I call the why. And in your planner, if you download it, it's just written, it says why. And underneath it says purpose. And I would even call this a purpose. You can even do a purpose statement there. But the first part of your marketing plan is, why are you in business? What's the purpose of your business? What's the purpose? What are you out to achieve? And you can do this in two ways. And maybe you just do it both ways. So one way is to write down why you are in business for yourself. So what's the purpose for you? So why are you doing this? Maybe because you want to have more independence, you want to have more time to spend with your children, you want to take more holidays, you want to be your own boss. Why? You want to make more money. But more importantly, the second way to do this, and the way that will really help with your marketing, is why are you doing this for the greater good? What's the purpose of your company looking at the world, looking at your market, looking at what's the impact of what you're doing? And this could be, if you are, say, an accountant, the purpose of your business might be to help small businesses understand their financials so that they can double their businesses, for example. You choose whatever it is, but make sure that when you write this first point in your plan, your why, your purpose, make sure that you do think about, why are we doing this? What's the impact that we're having? What's the purpose of this company? What's our overarching sort of statement? For Basic Bananas, one of our purposes is to create, one thing that we keep reinforcing is to create ripple effects of brilliance for small businesses around the globe. And that is our purpose. Everyone in our business knows that purpose. We all work towards the same purpose. It's something that we are almost compelled to be supporting. So think about, what's the purpose? Why? What's the why in your business? And actually, you know, Simon Sinek, I do quickly want to mention him here. It's a little bit different, same, but different again. He says, one of his quotes, I think, goes along the lines of, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. I might misquote slightly, but that's Simon Sinek's quote. And in his book, Why, I think it's called Why, he talks a lot about that. It's a very good read. If you are into reading, I would definitely recommend to put that onto your reading list, Simon Sinek. Now, the second point is your target market. So first point was your why. What's your purpose? Why are you doing this? Second part of your planner, of your 90-day planner, is who are you targeting? So why are you doing this? Now, who are you working with? Who do you want to attract? Who are your target markets? And I said target markets because some businesses have more than one market. In some businesses, you have maybe 3-4 markets. Some only have one target market. So think about who your target market or your target markets are. And in episode 4 coming up, Christo also shares a little bit more about how to research your target market. But for now, in your planner, put down, who do you want to attract? Who are those people? And the best way to figure that out is to think about, who do you love working with? Who do you love working with? So who are your favorite clients? And a really easy way to go about it is to think about, right now in your business, who are the people that are fun to work with? The people that pay on time, that have money for your products or services, and the ones that you want to attract more of. And you might even write down their names. So you might have 3 or 4 names on a page, and then think about, what are their commonalities? Is it more male or female? What sort of age group are they in? Do they have kids? Where do they live? What are they interested in? Interests are really important, because that will help you with targeting when we go more into depth in different marketing strategies. So what are they interested in? What do they read? Where do they hang out? What are their hobbies? What sort of cars do they drive? Etc., etc. So the second part is your target market. Who do you want to attract? More coming up in episode 4. Then the third part is your uniqueness. So we started with the purpose first. Why are you doing this? Your purpose is the underlying foundation of your plan. Then who is your market? Who do you want to work with? Then what makes you unique? What differentiates you? And you have to be very specific here. You have to think about what makes my business different to someone else's business. And you might write down maybe 2-3 things that differentiate you from someone else. Now, it's not necessary that every single point that you write down is super crazy unique. Nobody else does. But the combination of those 2 or 3 or 4 things that differentiate you actually is what makes you different. So you might have one of these points that you write down that someone else might also have. Maybe it's a guarantee. Maybe one of your differentiations is that you have this crazy, amazing guarantee. And you know what? Maybe one of your competitors also has one. But then maybe your second point is that, what could it be? It could be that you always call your customers, say if you're a doctor or in a clinic or a service-based business, you always call your customer 24 hours after having worked with them to check in. That could be what makes you unique. And maybe that's those two combined is what differentiates you. So someone might have the one, someone might have the other, but your combination is what makes you unique. So how you can find out your uniqueness, we will talk a lot more in upcoming episodes about how to come up with your uniquenesses in month 3. So in probably in March, we will talk a lot more about this. But for now, think about what do your customers want from you? What do they want? What do they most praise you on? And you can even ask them, take those favorite customers that you have and ask them, why do you love working with us? And sometimes they tell you things that you go, oh, I didn't realize that that's unique. I didn't realize that that's what makes me special. So ask them and think about what makes us unique. Why do you like working with us? And sometimes your customers, your clients have the most amazing answers. Another question, of course, you could ask is, what is one thing we could do to be even more irresistible? So another question that you could ask, the first question could be, why do you love working with us? The second question could be, what is one thing we could do to become even more irresistible? And again, they'll give you all these amazing answers. Often you get the best stuff from your clients. So once you've got the first 3 parts, the why, which is the purpose, the who your target markets, and then your uniqueness, now, once we've got this positioning in your business, now we select the right strategies. So the next part now in your plan, if you have already downloaded the plan or later on, you can see there's a box further down on the page which says marketing strategy, so the lead generation. And of course, there are countless marketing strategies out there. I can maybe name some of my favorite ones. So direct mail works really well for a lot of businesses because it's very underutilized. Facebook advertising, of course, strategic partnerships, any sort of digital advertising. So pay-per-click advertising, which could be Google, could be even Twitter, Instagram, all these strategies. There are remarketing. There are so many strategies that you can use to grow a business. However, not all of those are suitable for your business. Not all of those you want to use right now for your business. So what I suggest in your 90-day planner, I would probably only write down 2 to 3 lead generation strategies that you really, really want to focus on in this next 90 days, in this next quarter. Because if you write down 10 of these strategies that I just mentioned, and of course, in the pick of the bunch show, we will go through a ton of strategies you could use. But if you write down more than 5, you probably won't have time to do a really good job. So rather than doing 5 or 10 or more, I would pick just 2 or 3 and do a really good job. So I might say, okay, in quarter 1, I'm really going to work out how I can do direct mail to get results in my business. So direct mail means you send something with the postman. You can also do electronic direct mail, but I prefer, if depending on the business, again, it might not apply to you, to do a direct mail campaign that is actually with the postman, because a lot of people are not doing that. So let's say that's what I'm going to work out in quarter 1. You make this a priority, you write it down, you write down the next steps. So I'm going to say direct mail is one of my strategies. Next steps, what needs to happen next? Next steps is I need to talk to my marketing girl. I need to figure out how we get a list of people to send it to. So who do we want to target? Where do we get that list from? I need to work out the message. I need to work out if I want to include a little present. I need to work out what I'm going to say in a follow-up call, etc. Then the next step is who. So who is responsible? Who's responsible? I might just, you know, I love outsourcing. I might just say, hey, you know, one of our team members is responsible for this. I'll come up with a strategy together and then they are responsible to implement. But if it's a one-man band, of course, then you are responsible. Then the deadline. So by when are you going to do this? And then that's the fourth part. And then the fifth part is the success indicator. So how do you know if this strategy was successful? A success indicator in this specific example could be that if I send out 20 mails, which is a small number, I want to have at least 2 appointments with people, for example. Again, it depends on your business, how many appointments and how big your mail is, etc., etc. Now, how do you choose the right lead generation strategy? You go back to the perception part, the positioning part we spoke about just before, and you think about who are my markets? And then where do they hang out? How can I access them? Are they on Facebook? If they are on Facebook, then maybe one of my strategies would be a Facebook advertising campaign. Maybe someone else already has that market. So I could think, okay, my market are women aged between 20 and 40. Who else has that market? So I could think about who else has that market, and then I could do a strategic alliance, for example. So you pick your marketing strategy based on your target markets. And then if you only pick 2 or 3 to focus on in the quarter, you then can build a system around it. So let's go back to my direct mail strategy. And I'll talk a lot more about direct mail in a future episode where I dissect a whole campaign and how to go about it, how to write the message, etc. But let's say I'm going to focus on really nailing that in quarter one. Now, the ideal thing to do is I'm going to do one, and then the ideal thing is that I'm going to make this part of our marketing ongoingly. So in quarter one, I'm going to work it out, and I might just release sort of maybe 10 or 20 letters or whatever it is, mail outs per week, and then test and measure, adjust the message, adjust the present if it comes with a present, adjust how we go about it, adjust the follow-up, and spend quarter one adjusting this one strategy until we feel like, yep, now we are getting really good results. And then it might just become part of your system. It might become part of your ongoing marketing activity. And you do the same with everything you do. If you say you're doing Facebook advertising, then you're going to focus on really working out how to do Facebook advertising. So in the last quarter, actually in 2016, last quarter, quarter four, one thing we had in our plan, in our 90-day planner, was Twitter advertising. So we spent a lot of time to figure out how to properly do Twitter, how to write the right messages, the right images, etc., etc. So that's pretty much it. It's very simple. It will take about probably a few hours, maybe 2 hours, maybe less even, depending on how much research you already have when it comes to your purpose and your target markets and your uniqueness. It probably won't take more than 2 hours. So I suggest you do this. You map out your 90 days every 90 days, and preferably at the beginning of the quarter. So at the beginning of each quarter, January would be when you do it, at the beginning of January. Then you would do another one in January, February, March, one in April. So beginning of April or end of March, you do a next one, etc. So that's it when it comes to planning. I trust this is useful. This plan, certainly, this is something that we have been using for a long time. It's really kept us focused. It's kept the team focused on what's essential. And it's helped us grow various businesses by being focused and not getting distracted by all the new shiny things. Although I certainly have a tendency to get excited by shiny things, but this helps to stay focused. Now, if you loved this show and if you know someone who would benefit from it, we would love, love, love if you could share it with a friend or two who are also running a business and would like to hear about how to map out the 90 days. That would be amazing. And of course, if you would like to leave us a review on iTunes, we always love that because it just helps us get the message out to more people. And as I mentioned earlier today, one of our overarching purposes is to create a ripple effect of brilliance for business owners around the globe. And this helps us do that. So thank you so much. Thanks again for listening. And we catch you next time.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.